called?
So I'm at the Excel Centre in London's Docklands. I'm with at Lucien T on Twitter, who put together the Facebook application for One Young World. And I'm with Dan_Martin on Twitter, who's a reporter for SIF Media. And we're going to listen in on an interview with between Dan and Lucien. Thanks for letting me butt in, guys.
That's all right, Darren. If you want to butt in, please do. Right, Lucien, thanks for doing this interview. Just quickly, but if you could go through your recruitment for One Young World. So you can just talk us through how that began and why it was so successful.
Yeah, well, it all began about a year and a half ago. I met Kate Robertson, who's the founder of One Young World. And I was working on something called The Youngers, which was a mirror organisation to the elders. And met Kate, and this was just an idea at the time, but said, said I'd love to be involved with One Young World. It sounds amazing. I was instantly enthused by the idea. And I became basically the first delegate, because I was born since 84, by 4 days.
So you're under 25?
I'm actually 26, and I turned...
But you were 26. Under 25.
I turned 26.
If I want press, I wouldn't be allowed in. So.
I then kind of, as I've got a habit of, got quite actively involved and started saying, well, social media is going to be absolutely key for this conference, and it's much more important to do it bottom-up than top-down in terms of finding these young leaders. And Kate then came to something I did in Global Entrepreneurship Week with IBM, which was looking at the whole future of recruitment and looking at the role of social media that plays and global mobility and things. And Kate met my team and what we did and understood what we did with BraveNewTalent.com, which is my business. And I didn't see this at all, these two connections of my personal life, which I was very passionate about, youth leadership and things like that, and my business life, which was Brave New Talent, which I'm also equally passionate about, which is finding great talent, finding young people. I didn't make the two connections, but Kate did, and said, hey, can you do the Facebook outreach? Can you do the social media?
It's Kate and Aldi.
Kate's an oldie, yeah, she's the founder, yeah, she's UK chairman of URSG Worldwide.
Right.
So basically I kind of set about out with that challenge of had to find 1,500 people from 192 countries was the challenge. So the first thing I did was try to put quotas on each country, and so the aim was to get proportionate representation. And then I begged and scraped my way to getting 15 million emails sent out to for free without a budget. So we had 15
spammer.
Million. Spammer. Yeah, seriously, spammer. Well, that needed to get that done.
Right.
And that basically resulted in 100,000 young people engaging with One Young World on the Facebook app that we created.
Right.
And it was created with a purpose to take it viral, where people would create a profile, say what they stood for, say why they want to stand and represent their generation and their country. And with that, they would go and gather votes from their friends. And when their friends voted for them, all their friends would see that they voted for them. And so we took it across Facebook.
So how did you get it out there? Because, I mean, I suppose you've sort of got a network already, but to get what it's become.
Yeah, well, I saw it as a great case study for the power of social media and recruitment. And I was really passionate about that. And so I said, look, this is a great cause. Finding the world's future leaders hits a chord with a lot of people, because a lot of people do agree that existing leaders are failing us. So I played the cello, whatever the saying is, and got a lot of things done for free.
Lucien, can I ask, on that, the existing leaders are failing us. Mm-hmm. What's your personal opinion on that? Do you think they are? If so, why are they?
Well, I think it's mixed. I think that generally speaking, there's not enough rush about trying to solve global issues that are ahead of us. Whether it's any vertical that we're talking about, whether it's education, whether it's environment, whether it's healthcare, whether it's politics, business leaders still haven't adopted these issues at the pace they need to. And I think there's a big responsibility on our generation, because a lot of things are going to happen in our generation's lifetime. And so stuff like One Young World is really important to try to identify who are going to be the people that are handling these issues now. I think we've got to wrap up.
What's that?